Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. This is a short passage of scripture that the Rev. McMillan would often leave with me to encourage and sustain me when I was down in the valley rather than on the mountaintop. My name is Matthew Muldrew. I was born on the 7th of November, 1997, making me 18 years old. I live at Castle Dillon Estate, just outside South Armagh, with my mum and dad, Thelma and Trevor, and my younger brother, Andrew. I attended reception class and then progressed into P1 at the Cope Primary School in Loughgall. I enjoyed the early years of school because I got to colour in or play with loads of toys. But sadly, this style of teaching did not continue, and soon reading, writing and homework started. My mum and dad are both saved, and from an early age, mum would read me a Bible story every night before bedtime, and I was also encouraged to say my prayers. I attended Sunday school and Children's Bright Hour every Tuesday night. As most of you are aware, I'm a big Liverpool fan. I think Dad might have had some influence on this. But as a child, it seemed to me that Liverpool always played on a Tuesday night, and I often asked if I could stay at home and watch the match, but I was sent to the meetings anyway. At the age of 8, after one of the Children's Bright Hours meetings, I came home and told Mum that I wanted to get saved, for I was aware that I was a sinner and that God is holy and sin couldn't enter into heaven. So I was led to the Lord in childlike faith at my bedside. In P7, I sat the transfer test and was accepted into the Royal School Armagh. This was a big change for me, as there were just over 100 people at my primary school, whereas there was 100 in my year group at the Royal alone. The Lord blessed me with good Christian friends, and some of them are here tonight, and I quickly settled into my new school. At the Royal, we were encouraged to play a lot of rugby, which suited me well because I really enjoyed it. Dad always made time from his busy schedule to come and see me play at every home match. I also went to the Scripture Union every Friday afternoon, where the Word of God was taught by the older students in the school, like Heather Irwin. These meetings encouraged me, and we had much fun and fellowship together. Towards the end of my fourth year at the school in 2013, I started to develop what I thought was joint pain. I would still have been able to play rugby, but by the time I got home, I would need crutches to walk. These pains could move from my knee one day to my ankle the next day, and even up to my shoulders. After several appointments at Craigavon Hospital, I was assured that it was just growing pains and that they would soon pass. I did do a fair bit of growing for them. After several months of these symptoms, I developed bloodshot eyes, began to feel very tired, and suffered constantly from breathlessness. I knew something was badly wrong when I had to stop for a 5-minute break when walking up the hill to the farm from our house. Blood tests were taken, and when the results came back, I was told that they knew something was wrong, but they didn't know what. After more results came back, we got a phone call telling us that I had to be brought to Daisy Hill Hospital immediately. Mum brought me down to hospital because Dad had left early that morning to attend a cow sale in Maynooth with Wesley and Sharon Scott. When we arrived, I met with the consultant, Dr. John Hardy. He brought me into his office and diagnosed me with a condition called, just bear with me here, Wegener's granulomatosis polyangiitis. This condition is as rare as the name sounds, affecting about 20 in every million. At the time, I was the youngest person in Northern Ireland to be diagnosed with it. The doctor explained that this condition was caused by my white blood cells, which fight against infections attacking the blood vessels in my body. I was also told that if it had gone untreated, I would have had 3 weeks to live. It was for this reason that I had to start a 6-month treatment of chemotherapy. To try and take my mind off this bad news, Dr. Hardy began to ask me about my hobbies, and I mentioned that I enjoyed working on the farm. He was very interested by this, and told me that his brother-in-law was a dairy farmer from Maynooth, and that he was having a dispersal sale that day. There are approximately 17,000 dairy farmers in Ireland, and it turned out that my dad, along with Wesley and Sharon Scott, was at the sale that day and had purchased 5 cows from my consultant's brother-in-law's farm. We were even able to point out the new purchases to Dr. Hardy from my bedside when Dad arrived at the hospital. It was probably the first and only time that livestock had been brought to a hospital. It was at this time that I realized that God was in control and had a plan for my life. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 9, the Lord speaking here, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I had to stay in hospital for a couple of days, and I spent most of my time on the phone, looking at Bible verses that people had sent me. I received many gifts, phone calls and cards, with words of encouragement assuring me of their prayers. I would just like to take this opportunity to publicly thank each person for their prayerful support. It was a great comfort to know that so many of you were praying for me, and I can honestly say that I felt God's presence in a very real way during this time. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I received chemotherapy from November every 3 weeks until Easter. I was unable to attend school during this time, so I took the decision to complete one GCSE that year and take the others next year. This was a very difficult decision to make because I knew that I would be leaving my friends behind. But the Lord undertook for me once again, and I quickly settled into my new year group and developed friendships with good Christians who I probably wouldn't have met otherwise. I had almost completed the year and was getting ready to take my exams when I had a relapse of the condition. But fortunately, I was treated early before any damage was done, and despite the treatment affecting my ability to revise, I had got results I could only dream about. I continue to take medication daily and receive treatment every 6 months in Daisy Hill to keep the illness in remission. Each time I return to the hospital, Reverend McMillan always remembers to send a Bible verse by text with words of encouragement for the day ahead. This year, I have been working towards my ASs. At the start of September, I was asked to be a leader in the junior SU, which involved taking the SU meetings for first to third years on a Friday afternoon. This has really helped me to grow in my faith, as I have been able to study various topics in the Bible and then have to speak about them. It can be a little daunting, but with God's help, I have been able to overcome my fears and I've really enjoyed it. Looking to the future, I hope to do my A-levels next year and then go to a university to do an agricultural degree, with a view to working in the agricultural sector in some capacity. I'm not really sure what job I would like to do yet, but after this experience tonight, I hope it doesn't involve too much public speaking. In closing, I would thank you once again for remembering me faithfully in your prayers. Please continue to pray for me, that God would keep his hand upon me and that my health would continue to improve. Also pray that I will get through my exams in the next few weeks. Going by the difficulty of the two I've done so far, I could really do with a miracle. Finally, I would like to thank all of my family for their unwavering support and help. Thank you.